Firefighters from all over the state are set to ascend 110 flights of stairs in remembrance of the 343 firefighters lost on 9/11/2001. Captain Mark Stevenson of the Pettis County Fire Department breaks down the details of what the Kansas City 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb involves.
They don't have a 110-story building up in Kansas City. So we go 34 flight, and then we get on an elevator, and it takes about 5 seconds to go back down to 41. 5 to 10 seconds, you're from 34 to 1. And you come out of a set of elevators, of course, and you walk around a corridor here, and there's all kinds of people standing there. We're hooping and hollering, they're behind you 100%. And you'll get around to where your people and your group are looking for you, and we have contact with them by phone or text or whatever. Hey, we need this. Hey, we need that. It's waiting for us when we get there. Then we go back in through the stairwell. We always touch a piece of the 9/11. It's an actual piece of the towers. And I failed to mention that earlier. There's a piece of the towers that whenever you start to climb, you reach over and touch it. It's an actual piece of steel out of the 9/11 towers. You go back up again. You come back down again. You go back up the third time. You come back down again. Then you go up 7 more flights. You come back down again. At the end, they have one more flight of stairs that before you go to that flight of stairs, they have a microphone sitting there. You name off the person you climb for, your name, and then you walk up and wait for your group, and you all go up the last flight of stairs together and ring a bell. It's rough. This year is an exception to the rule. This year, the only ones to be in there this time is the firefighters because of the whole COVID thing here.
Mark has 6 firefighters climbing this year, each representing a name of one fallen in 9/11.
Tom Dugan, he's been climbing for 8 years as well, and he's climbing for a firefighter by the name of Scott Tuptico. He was on ladder 15. Tom's been on our department for 9 years. Lieutenant Chad Damlow, he's been climbing for 8 years as well. All three of us have climbed for 8 years together. And he's been on our department for 9 years as well, and he's climbing for Captain James Corrigan, which is on ladder 10. I've got Lieutenant Matt Gardner. He's climbed for 7 years. He's been on our department for 20 years. He's climbing for Lieutenant Peter Martin on rescue company number 2. And I've got a firefighter by the name of Mitchell Shaw. He's climbed for 4 years. He's climbing for firefighter Richard Van Hine. He was with Squad 41, and he's been on our department for 5 years.
And then there's another that Captain Mark Stevens says is intrinsically tied to that date.
I've got a 6th one. This will be his first year. And this is the son of Chad Damlow. His name is Cody Damlow. Kind of odd about him, he was born on 9/11 of 2001. So he was being born as the towers were getting hit. He's been to every climb with his dad. And he just joined our department this last year, and this is his first year of climbing. So this means a lot to us, I mean, to every one of us here.
Mark explains who they choose to climb for is special to them.
Each one of us, except for Cody here, have climbed for the same individual every year. The first year we climbed, of course, they gave us an individual. And at that point right there, we have been able to pick that same individual to climb for every year. Me and Chad have made contact with the families of the firefighters that were lost and let them know that, hey, they have not been forgotten. They're being climbed for. They're remembered.
Captain Stevenson also talks to us about the support of surviving family members of those who have fallen.
We also have the wives, the husbands, the children all come up to the climb every year and support us. And when I say support us, when we come down that first time around, there's water, there's Gatorade, there's whatever we need sitting there waiting for us so we can go back up again. They're with us the whole time. The Brotherhood Bash that they have the prior night before, they go to it with us, the whole 9 yards.
The Brotherhood Bash is a celebration the night before the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. Mark tells us more.
That is always the night before the stair climb, except for this year right here because of the COVID. They've split the climb up into 2 days. Feed us. It costs us 10 or 11 bucks to go eat. They have a great speaker there. Everybody mingles. It's a great time. It's called the Brotherhood Bash, and it's always the Saturday prior to the stair climb.
Each firefighter pays to climb during the event, and those proceeds go toward great causes. Captain Stevenson explains.
It costs us somewhere around $60 to climb. We're paying to climb 110 flights of stairs. The money goes to several different organizations. They've got another organization called SAFE. That is for spouses of fallen, and it doesn't have to be a firefighter. It can be any emergency personnel that helps with whatever they need.
The physical toll of the climb, which would seem unbearable to the average person, isn't the hardest part of the event, according to the captain.
We relive 9/11 every year. We go up to that stair climb. They throw the videos in front of us. You watch the tires crash. You watch the people come out of the towers falling. You see the firefighters. You see it all on the videos up there. I mean, it's like you were there. It's relived all over again. Bagpipes, the whole nine yards. I mean, it's phenomenal how they do it up there for the remembrance of it. The Kansas City Stair Climb up there is probably one of the top-notch ones in the United States to do this. We love going.
The Kansas City 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb takes place at the Town Pavilion High Rise in downtown Kansas City. If you'd like more information or to show your support, go to KansasCityStairClimb.com.
I want this to always be remembered. This is not just for the firefighters. This is for everybody that perished on 9/11. Just remember what happened on 9/11. Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget.